Okay, we all know, I don't think too many people here, when they had children, did bris milah for their children on their own. What is the average? There are very few moyalim. It's interesting that there are literally a handful number of moalim that dominate the scene. Why is that? Well, obviously it's a very delicate surgery, and no one's playing games. No one is playing games, and you only would hire a moyal that has been accepted to know what he's doing, and the safety. You want to make
Who
sure.
Who certifies the moyal?
Is there a board?
Is there a board? I don't know how it works. I don't think there's any. I think it's a religious.
Certified moyal. I don't know what that means.
No, there's no such thing. I don't
think.
No such thing. Merit is shul. You have to have permission. You have to have from the rabbanut.
Only certified moyal in Baltimore that can go into the hospital and work with the doctors and get grandfathered in. Everybody, now if you want to be in the hospital, you got to get certified with a urologist or whatever.
A urologist.
You have to get
medically certified, not rabbinically certified.
So it seems that if you go into a hospital, he's saying the laws are in a hospital, no one can do anything to a baby, only a urologist. But outside the hospital, you do whatever you want. It's a religious service. This is all been a big debate. One thing that you have to give credit where credit is due to de Blasio, even though I don't think too many people here are fans of de Blasio, but de Blasio, he ran on a platform that he's going to let the Jews in New York City do whatever they want with bris milah.
He didn't do it with the
Shechinah. Let everybody do it.
Fine. And since when does anyone do anything with Shechinah Shemayim? You should know, and that was we forget about this. Is that Bloomberg, who was before him? Bloomberg,
yes.
he went on a crusade. He went on a crusade. He wanted to basically, if it was up to him, to completely ban bris milah. A Jew, you know, why not? He would want to get rid of bris milah altogether. Bloomberg, a Jew. He's Jewish. He had this mishigas with bris milah, and he made a lot of tzaras. He really, really did. And when the last election, de Blasio, he went and his platform was, I'll let you guys do whatever you want. And for how many years was he mayor for, de Blasio?
Well, too many.
Oh, de Blasio.
Eight years, you never heard one word about bris milah. Not one word. You may have heard words that, some mayalim, that they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, but you had never heard a peep from the government that we're going to crack down, we're going to make problems for you. For that, Megam Charvoyna Zocher Latoyv. Okay, that's not a light thing. He made life. Baruch Hashem. That was a tremendous bracha. Because before, if you don't remember, before that, Grois Hatzaras. Always in the news, there were a lot of problems. Now, the bris milah is obviously a very delicate operation. And in society, you see, there literally you can count them on your fingers how many people have been established. People feel comfortable. They have a track record of being safe and effective. that term that's very popular today, safe and effective. Question is, that's not what it says in the Torah. The Torah makes it very, very clear that one of the mitzvahs, habein al ha'av, a Mishnah Masechet Kiddushin daf Choftes, enumerates a collection of mitzvahs, and the term of the Mishnah is mitzvahs habein. The bein is the object. A mitzvah that is done to a child, al ha'av. It's incumbent upon the father to make sure that this is done to a child. Jewish education, bris milah, child knows how to have a livelihood, knows how to swim, according to one opinion. Bris milah, and to marry him off. Bris milah, it is the mitzvah of the Torah makes it very clear that the mitzvah of bris milah is a mitzvah that is given to the father. Not the mother, but to the father. The father has a child, the baby is born, it's the father's duty to do the procedure, pretty much. To engage in the act of removing the foreskin, which is obviously a very complicated procedure for the layman to know what you're doing and has to be safe and v'chulu v'chulu. Yet today, very, very rarely will a father do a bris milah because he doesn't know what to do. It's sakonis nefashos. So what do you do? So you hire a moyal, a professional. Mm-hmm. So now, what does that mean? Does that mean that l'cho'era, at face glance, it means that the moel is an agent? Shluchoi shel adam kimoisai. And when you hire a moel, the moel does the bris mila, you assume that in Shemayim, again, I don't know what this means, we're just talking theoretically, that when the bris mila is done by the moel, who gets credit? Who gets credit in heaven? You can check off on your scorecard. Not the baby. The baby doesn't know what's going on. Who gets credit? The father gets credit. The father was mekayim the mitzvah v'yoyim hashmina yimol besar or losai. Okay, I'm mixing up something from this week's parasha with parashas Tazria. Parashas Tazria. It says isha kisele v'yol dezocha v'tama shavas yamim uvayoyim hashmini yimol besar or losa. There are psukim that are scattered mainly over here in this week's parasha, parashas Lech Lecha, parashas Vayera, Leidas Yitzchak, and parashas Tazria. Okay, let's just put all the psukim together. There's a mitzvah deraisa for the father to circumcise his own child.
If the baby was not circumcised, is the baby responsible as a grown-up to get circumcised?
Excellent. So therefore, this is dafim of Gemara. I don't know where the dafim of the Gemara. I don't even have the drush in front of you. Let's talk generalities in this sugya. If what happens if there is no father? There is no father. Let's say the father passed away, or the father, even when the wife was pregnant, or the father is not with the program. Okay, the father is out to lunch. So the Gemara has a drasha. I can't tell you, cite you this moment, chapter and verse, but the Gemara makes a drasha from this week's parasha. In the event, a unique halacha, in the event there is no father, then it is Bezdin's obligation, Bezdin. There's such a principle, the community, how do we want the community, Bezdin, they have an obligation to make sure that every newborn child in the community has the bris mila. So, we have to understand, a person has mitzvahs, he has obligations. A person has a child. Today, what is the ideal thing to do? The ideal thing is for the father himself to do the bris mila on his child. Mitzvah bo yoyser mibishluchai. There's a mitzvah for you to do it more than giving it over to an agent. Okay, very good. Let's say you cannot do it because you don't know how. You don't know how to do it. It's sakonis nefashos if you don't know what you're doing. So you appoint a moel. So I think the average person assumes that when the moel does the bris mila, the one that gets credit for the bris mila is the father. The father, he hired the moel. He appointed the moel by hiring him as an agent. Shluchai shel adam kimoisai, and the one that's going to get credit in Shemayim for having the bris mila done is the father. It goes in the father's scorecard. I did bris mila on my child. It says in the Torah of Yom Hashmini Yimol Besar Losa, I did it. I didn't do it physically. I hired an agent. Not so fast. Someone suggests, it's an incredible chiddush. It's all new to me. Incredible chiddush is, since we had the Gemara as a drasha, a very unusual drasha, that in the event that there is no father, the father's out to lunch, our father's out of town, the father is not living, then there's a new din. Bezdin has a duty to make sure that the child has a bris mila. Now notice, there's no din gezeres. Let me contrast that with other halachas. Is there a halacha who has to do pidyon haben on the child? The father. Let's say there is no father. Is there a halacha, biblical law, that the bezdin has to do pidyon haben? No such thing.
The child.
Okay, so, well, there's another halacha. Let's say there's no bezdin. Let's say there's no bezdin either. Let's go stereo. Let's say there is no bezdin for bris mila, and the child now he's now 25 years old, and he realizes, hey, I never had a bris mila. So who has the obligation now for bris mila? Not the bezdin. Himself, right? It comes to a certain point in time when the child, with the person himself, has an obligation to make sure that he has a bris mila. So really, three levels. There are three levels. There is the father. If there is no father, then there's a din of a bezdin, and that's a drasha, that's a din daraisa. And if there's no bezdin, then it goes to the person himself.
But what, there's no bezdin, this thing, it oversees the community to decide that.
Then you're right. Then when the child becomes aware, when he becomes an adult, he becomes 13 years old, and he realizes he doesn't have a bris mila, it is his duty himself to have a bris mila done. He has to go to a moel, whatever, he has to have it done.
It's never the obligation of the mother.
No, it's never the obligation of the mother, because the mother herself does not have a bris milah. Anyone that is not chayiv in the mitzvah personally has no obligation to see to that someone else has it. So the mother, it's a nice thing. The mother can maybe, you know, it has to get done, but she's not going to be blamed. There's no one's gonna, you never heard in a marriage, you never heard someone blaming the wife why there's no parnasa in the family. Okay? Even though today there are many, many women that are the breadwinners, you ever hear a story where there's a couple and there's no parnasa and the community has to go and help them out? They have to collect money for them, and they, you know, it's you know, this is terrible. How come the mother doesn't go out to work? How come she doesn't make a parnasa? You never ever heard that. You'll hear a million times, why doesn't this guy get a job? Everyone will blame the husband. How come there's no problem? Why does the community have to collect money? Let the guy get a job. Why doesn't the husband? You never hear anyone blame the wife. Why doesn't she have a job? Even though 90% of the time it's the wife that makes all the money. Why? Because it's not her obligation. It's not her duty. In a healthy marriage, it is the obligation of the husband to be the breadwinner. And if there's no parnasa, he gets the blame. If a child doesn't have a bris milah, so the mother can do it. A good mother will make sure that the baby has a bris milah. But if, let's say, the baby did not get a bris milah, no one will ever blame the mother. Why didn't you go take the baby to a mother to have a bris milah? You're guilty, guilty, guilty. You can't blame her. It's not her obligation. That's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, the obligation falls upon the father. If there is no father, it goes to the Bezdin. And if there is no Bezdin, it goes to the person himself when he becomes aware of the situation. Every other mitzvah, there is no such thing. There is no biblical concept that if there is no father, the obligation goes to a Bezdin. By Pidyon HaBen, by all the things listed, by getting married, and a father is obligated to marry his child. If the father doesn't do it, does it say anywhere that Bezdin has to do it? No. The person has to do it himself. You have to teach a child to make a parnasa. If the father doesn't teach, does it say that Bezdin has to teach him to make a parnasa? No. The person himself should go learn how to make a parnasa. All the halachas, mitzvahs habein al ha'av, the only one where there is a derasha, and it's biblical, according to most, is that there's a Bezdin. It's only when it comes to bris milah. Okay, now that being said, someone suggests the following incredible chiddush. Being that when it comes to bris milah, there's a unique halacha that if the father does not do the bris milah, it automatically transfers to the Bezdin. You know what that means? There's no such thing as shlichus by bris milah. And that means 99.9% of the time in this community where a father is not capable of being the moyel, and the father makes a telephone call to hire a moyel, and the moel does the bris milah, the father doesn't get credit. There's no shlichus. It's the father's mitzvah.
It's his mitzvah, and he's giving his shlichus.
When do you say shlichus? Kein torimu gam atem. The makor of shlichus is truma, right? Truma. If you don't separate truma, is there a din on the bezdin to separate truma?
What does that have to do?
If you have food, and you just, I'm not separating truma, and my food now is hefker. Anyone who wants, you can have my hefker. Anyway, chenach even truma. But I'm giving it out. I'm not making hefker. I'm giving gifts of grain to people. Everyone who wants, I'm going to give you a gift. You come, I deliver you a bag of grain, and I want to let you know it's certified tevel. You have an obligation to separate truma on your produce. You can't just do this. Oh, I don't care. Is there a din that Bezdin now, if I fail to separate truma, that Bezdin enters into the picture? No such thing.
But if I want to, I can make a shlichus.
What?
I can make a shlichus.
Oh, so let's learn shlichus from truma. Truma, where do you learn out the principle of shlichus? Shluchai shel adam kimoisai. It is derived from truma. Because by truma it says the word kain, gam. Kain, torimu, so shall you tithe. Gam also atem, also. From there we learn the principle, shluchai shel adam kimoso. By truma, it's either you or no one. There's no one else. It's your obligation. If you don't do it, buyer beware. So the only time there's going to be shlichus is we have such a mitzvah where you do it. And if you don't do it, then.
You're supposed to educate your child. But everyone sends their kids to yeshiva, so you're not getting credit by sending your kid to yeshiva?
No, so exactly, you do get credit. That's exactly what I'm trying to say, is that you do get credit. Any mitzvah where the only one that can do the mitzvah is you, it's your obligation. If you're derelict in your obligation, that's your problem. But the Torah only put the obligation upon one person, you. If you don't do it, so you're in violation. The child shouldn't suffer from this. The child has to have a pidyon haben. The child needs Jewish education. The child needs to get married. The child needs to make a parnasa. So he'll get done. But it's the only one who the Torah gave the obligation to is you. The Torah didn't give it a shared responsibility. By bris milah, the Gemara has a drasha, which says bris milah, there's shared responsibility. Built in.
Why are you saying shared? It's the next level.
Next level, fine. Okay, that's what I mean by shared. There is a next level.
There's a next level, but so as long as I'm here, it's still
okay,
going
so
on.
You're right. It's this debatable. So halacha lemaisa, halacha lemaisa. You're right.
Bezdin can't come in and say, we're making the mayo, you can't make the mayo.
Halacha lemaisa, you're correct. That's the bottom. The bottom, halacha lemaisa, the reason, I never saw this done. He claims over here in this sefer, Rabbi, I forgot his name. I'm losing my mind. I'm forgetting everyone's name lately. Dvorkis. Our Dvorkis, you know, it's called, he wrote already, how many volumes? 20 volumes already, at least, I think. He says, halacha lemaisa, he says there's a minhag, I never heard this minhag, is that before the bris, at the time of the bris milah, the avi haben hands over to the moyel the knife. You saw that?
I saw
it. You saw
it? The last bris I went to, and the moyel told the father,
make me a shliach.
Make me a shliach. Right. And he gave him an
knife. Okay, beautiful. I never saw that. Okay, very nice, beautiful.
You got to get up front to see it.
I do go up front, and I take pictures, not of the bris milah mamish, but I like to go up front lately, and I've never seen this, but he says, this is what you're supposed to do. And the moyel says to the Avi Haben, you have to make me your shliach, and to enhance the moyel, that's what it says, I didn't see this, the moyel gives the Avi Haben the sakin, and symbolically, the Avi Haben, can you be my shliach to do the bris milah on my child? It's my obligation. And symbolically, the father gives the sakin to the moyel.
There's a minute to leave the sakin under the pillow of the baby the night before.
Oh. No, that's only a woman who goes to mikvah. A woman who goes to mikvah, you're mixing that up, I think. A woman who goes to mikvah and her husband is not home. She sleeps with a knife underneath the pillow. I didn't hear such a thing. Vachnacht! Sakana! I never heard this. Listen, I don't know. You say there's a minhag that if the woman goes to mikvah and the husband is not home.
A lot of people go. They leave the knife under the pillow.
It's a minhag, I'm telling you.
By the by a baby? By bris milah?
Yeah.
The knife of the sakin of the moyel?
Right.
Okay, I never heard this. Okay, I stand corrected. Fine. But there is such a thing, you give.
Maybe he has a second knife that he uses or whatever.
They take the knife from the drawer. They just take a knife.
No.
I never heard this. Fine. All right, fine. That's not our discussion. There's a minog of Dov. Dr. Dov, you are correct. Halacha lemaisa, but it's not so pashut. There are those who argue. I'll tell you names of all the poskim who argue. And they make a suggestion. We don't pass like this. A tremendous chiddush is that, being that when it comes to bris milah, the Torah went out of its way to tell us that there is a step down in the event the father is not available, then automatically there's a new concept, the tzibur, bezdin, however you want to define it, it's now their obligation. This is not your typical mitzvah. A typical mitzvah where the Torah provides a concept of shlichus is where it's your duty, and that's it. Either you do it or no one does it. Buyer beware. It's your obligation. The Torah didn't go appoint a bezdin of this guy. He's not doing his job, so bezdin has an obligation. There's no such thing. The only one place, b'chol ha'Torah kula, you have that concept, by bris milah. Memeil, it's not your typical mitzvah. Who says, shlichus, chiddush? It's
Shimon. Then the Bezdin would have to make the Mayal Shliach. If let's say Bezdin was now taking over that spot.
Shliach Bezdin? So that's not a kasha. Shliach Bezdin.
So, right, so then.
That's Shliach Bezdin. No. That's. You want to go say. Because since the Bezdin is Shliach Bezdin, so you say when the Av is also the Shliach of the Av. I told you you're right, halacha l'mais. That's how we look at it. But it's not so simple. Because since the Torah, the din of shlichus is a chiddush. It's a chiddush. If the Torah gave me a mitzvah, look, you can't make someone a mitzvah to put on tefillin, I'm not putting on tefillin today, so you put on tefillin for me. You wear tefillin double the amount of time. And that counts. It's ridiculous. It's either you do it or you don't do it. There's no such thing when it comes to certain types of mitzvah, mitzvah beguf. The mitzvah of Bris Milah, how do you look at it? How do you understand it? So you'll say, if you didn't have this chiddush that there's a din of a bezdin, listen, it's my mitzvah, so I'll make a shlich, okay. But it's not your typical mitzvah. Memela, you can argue, once already you are not doing it personally, and you're giving it over to another individual, that's already, that person is not your representative. That's already the shliach bezdin. Once you let it leave your physical hands, because the Torah already put a safety net into this mitzvah by empowering an entity to do the mitzvah. You don't want to do the mitzvah? We'll do the mitzvah, the Torah says. We'll put the tzibur in charge. You don't want to do it? Someone else will do it. This is a dilemma. This is a pilpul. You give me ma'ayin in the sugi of shlichus.
Is this, it a mitzvah for you to do, or is it a mitzvah for the baby to be mild?
For you to do. Clear as day. The baby can't do it. An 8-year-old baby can't do nothing. Can't do nothing, an 8-year-old baby. The mitzvah is the mitzvah sabein al ho'av. It is a mitzvah umaltem eis besar olasim. It says bris milah in parashas b'shalach. Is that correct? My b'shal bo. Which parash? Parash bo. Bo, we didn't say, besides Parashas, it says in Lech Lecha, and it's Vayera, and Parash Tazria, and by Karban Pesach. By Karban Pesach, and there's maybe in two places, it says maybe.
And the Bo.
Nochem Ol Bris Mila. And it says it again, where does it say it again? It says another place, it says another Parashas, maybe where it says Karban Pesach. It says by Pesach Sheni. What about yeah, that's Parsha Vayera. That's Vayera. This week's Parsha by Yishmoel. Parshas Vayera's Yitzchak. Parshas Tazria. Parshas Bo by the Karban Pesach. And I think by Pesach Sheni it says in Nochemol. It says it again as well. It says it 13 times Bris Milah in the Torah. 13 times. 13 mentions of Bris Milah. And there are multiple psukim. We make drashas. And the drashas include, you don't want to go do it? It's the mitzvah of the father. The baby can't do nothing for himself. It's the father's obligation. You don't want to go do it, so we'll make a bezin. So here's the chakira, this alumnus of chakira. Is if you're already not doing it with your bare hands, and someone else is doing it, the Torah already took it away from you. There's no shlichus. The person who's doing it, he's now acting as a din of shliach bezin. It's a very scary thought. It's a very scary thought. What?
Does it,
yeah.
They do it also.
They do a biblical obligation. The Torah told the Bezdin to do. I don't have the drasha in front of me, but it says, the Gemara makes a drasha that if there is no father, let's say there is no father, the father died, or the father is not available, there's a gezeiras hakasov that the community, whether that means Bezdin has an obligation to make sure that every child, when he's 8 days old, has a bris milah.
And the moil is
lochem. He more lochem. Lochem is the netzibor.
And the moil is part of that bezdin.
The moil, yeah, I don't. So that's what you're trying to mechadish. That the moil, you want to say the moil is not part of the bezin. The moil is the shliach bezin. So if the moil can be a shliach bezin, the yav can also make a shliach. That indeed appears to be the halacha. The way there's no nafkamina la halacha. It seems it's more of a theoretical understanding.
Who pays the bill?
It's a theoretical concept. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Who pays the bill?
G-H-O.
Okay, so this alumda shachakira. If the what would be a nafkamina? The nafkamina would be where a person is on the borderline. You do every so often, not all that common. There are bnei Torah who are practicing or know enough about Bris Milah that do it themselves with the assistance and the guidance of a moil. They bring a professional moil and before the bris milah, they already have some degree of experience, and the guy's wife has to like him enough.
Not know about it.
So either she doesn't know about it, or she has to be so devoted to her husband that she's willing to let her husband do this, which I don't think is going to happen too often. Okay, you're going to have a mother will say to you, no way, over my dead body will I let you, my husband. Even some Moyalim's wives wouldn't let their own children.
You put the mugging on it,
it's a simple
thing. Mugging! You're dealing with a certain type. There are different techniques, you know? There are different techniques. He once learned about this. There are different... All right. Listen. Nothing is so simple. No, you don't play games. When you deal with bris milah, you don't play games. This is not something you deal with. Okay, everybody. So the nafkamina is, to what degree should a person... There are people that are in training. Are there people that, for some reason, have a chavivas for this mitzvah? Yeah, it's not so uncommon. You hear Bnei Torah where they partially do the bris milah. It's not so uncommon where they do the mitzitza b'peh, because that's not such a big deal. If the mole doesn't want to do mitzitza b'peh, and so the avi haben does the mitzitza b'peh. Who says even that's good to do? You know,
I did it on my son.
Yeah,
I did it.
Okay, so these are all different types of things. So if you learn that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa for the father to do the bris milah, and if you're going to say that since the Torah was machadish, that there's a din bezdin he mol lechem kol zohar, so you know what that means? If you don't do the bris milah yourself, you've lost it. There's no shlichus. Automatically, it now becomes the domain of the Beis Din, and you lost out on this mitzvah. The baby has its bris milah no matter what. Don't worry about the baby, he got his bris milah. But you lost out, obviously, if the Torah gave the instructions to the father to connect the chibur of mitzvahs ha-bein alo'av, not so posh to give it up. If you can't do it, like 99% of the population, you can't do it, 100%. But let's say a person, you know, he can do it. But, you know, I'd rather not. Make a shliach. Make the moil. He's better than me. That's so simple. If you can do it, you're a urologist. Let's say you're a urologist. You're a professional. You're a doctor. You're a urologist. You do procedures every single day. I'm not such a religious person. I'm not such a, you know, it's a religious ceremony. Let the rabbi do it. Not so poshut. You're a urologist. You do procedures every single day. It'll take you 10 minutes to familiarize yourself with what needs to be done. And you can bring in another doctor to watch you. You can bring in a moil. It's your mitzvah. You're just going to give it up? You're going to make a shliach? Who says shlichus works? Okay, it's a tremendous chiddush. There's another nafkamina. I'll tell you another nafkamina. Another nafkamina is, should you, and this we don't appreciate this, but should you be mechabed an odom godol to be a moyo? Now today you don't really hear about this. Today you don't really know. You don't really hear. Today a moyo, the moyalim are professionals. You don't hear about a Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was a moyo. You don't hear about that. You don't hear about Gedolei Hadar, you have Moshe Feinstein, a moil. You don't hear that. Rav Moshe wasn't a moil. So Rav Moshe, you'll make him the Sandik. Let's say Rav Moshe Feinstein was a moil. He was an expert moil. The Gadol Hadar. He also happens to be an expert moil. Oh, it can't be. Why can't it be? Who am I? I'm your average Joe. It's my mitzvah. But there is a principle that if a holy person does this, there's a roshim, there's an impression. There is something to it that a holy person is machnis, a new neshama, into Klal Yisrael. Bris, when you do a bris mila, you're bringing the shechina into Klal Yisrael. You're bringing the shechina. So, let's say this is me. I can do the bris milah. I'm an expert in mom, but I'm your average guy. You know, what do I know? I don't know. And there's Rav Moshe Feinstein. He's a moil. So you know what? I want Rav Moshe to be the moil. So this is a nafkamina, and this is nafkamina la halacha. If you learn that there's shlichus by mila, there's shlichus by mila. I can do it, and I can appoint an agent. And if the agent does it, I get credit. Now you'll tell me, oh, mitzvah boy, yoseh mibishluchoy. It's always better for you to do it. That's true, but there are exceptions. And many poskim will tell you that if there is shlichus, the advantage of having an Odom Godol, like Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, do bris milah, that would override mitzvah bo yoseh mibishluchoy in this instance. If there is shlichus. But if you're going to take the approach of some of the achrayinim who want to be mechadish, that because in bris milah there's a new level, there's a bezdin, and if you're not going to physically do the bris milah, you're out. Goodbye, Charlie. Goodbye. Because the Torah put in another level. Either you do it or you're out. Bezdin, now this, now. So you give it to Rav Moshe Feinstein. It's true. The roshim of Rav Moshe Feinstein doing the bris milah, not of oyim. But you can't, because it's not, there's a procedure. It's your mitzvah. You cannot make Rav Moshe a shliach. There's no shlichus. If Rav Moshe does the bris milah, he's doing the next level, he's at a step down. This is a bezdin doing the bris milah. You're not being mekayim what it says, uvayayim hashmini yimol besar or loso. You're doing it, what is the pasuk of Kama, you quote the pasuk? You're doing a different level. So then, even if you have in front of you the Godol Hadar, doesn't matter. You must, it is proper and correct for you to do the bris milah and not to give it to the Godol, to be mechabed, the Godol Hadar to do the bris milah.
But given the fact you're giving it over.
But if, that's a different story. If you can't do it, and you have to give it over, obviously you give it to a Moshe Feinstein, obviously. But let's say you can do it. You're a professional, you do it every day. You're a professional, this is your parnasa. But you know, I'm just a regular guy. A Moshe Feinstein, Moshe Feinstein. If there's shlichos, give it to Rav Moshe, because I get credit for the mitzvah. And now I have an advantage that a holy person is going to be doing the bris milah. Wow, I have that advantage. And, oh, but you'll tell me, mitzvah bo yoseh mibishlucho? Not all the time do you
can
say.
You ask Rav Moshe to be your shliach?
You should, that's what I told you.
No, in general.
I don't understand.
You ask a gadol, your father, so, to be your shliach. Is it respectful to have a gadol do your shliach?
It depends. For what? That's a very tough question. It depends. It depends. But it would appear, bris milah would appear to be, it would be, the answer would appear, so when he's writing it would be yes. Why? Because this is another topic that arises, because when it's Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. Bris milah is unique in many respects. And like we say, what do you do by Kiddush Levana? Il molil loy zochul el lahakbil Pnei Avim Shebashmayim Pamachash Bashana Dayoy. Say by there's no greater Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina than a bris milah. And a bris milah, we'll talk about it in a second. Bris milah, everyone has to stand by a bris milah. Hilchot Tzarech Lemeimar Mu'umad. By Kiddush Levana, you say Kiddush Levana standing. Why do you say it's standing? The Gemara says because Kiddush Levana is Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. A bris milah is Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina on steroids. You're bringing in a new neshama into Klal Yisrael.
I saw that specifically. The mile by one of my nephews in Eretz Yisrael. The mile was Maishla. You know Maishla?
Eretz Yisrael.
Eretz Yisrael is the biggest mile out there.
Who?
Maishla.
Yeah.
He broke his leg with something. He came to the Tamila in a wheelchair. But for the second that he got up for the Tamila, his son in hell helped him up. He did it.
You have to be standing when you do bris milah. Bris milah.
Right back down.
That's why, you know, there's a big dilemma. There's a very, we'll get this in a second. There's a big dilemma. Can a sandik be the moil?
Yeah.
So halacha l'maisa, yes.
It's been done.
And some hold that's the preferred thing to do. The argument that the sandik should not be the moil, the strongest on because he has to sit. And bris milah, especially the bracha, should be done in standing. A special, very unique hakpada. All of the halachas have to be done standing. Probably the most severe, the most strict that must be done standing is bris milah. Why? Kabbalas pnei hashchina. Hilchoch tzarch lememra mu'umat. We say by kiddush levana. What is that taken from? That's taken from bris milah. If kiddush levana is kabbalas pnei hashchina, it's just like bris milah. Because bris milah is the ultimate kabbalas pnei hashchina. When a new Jew enters the ranks, you go to a, you know it's like people, you know, people go to bris milah. Very much people go to great effort to go to a bris milah. Why? Eliyahu Hanavi? Nah, yeah. Not Eliyahu. No, that's not the main reason. The main reason is it's the Hashem Himself. It's Kabbalas Pnei Hashchina. You bring a new neshama into the ranks of Klal Yisrael. This is the ultimate. This is much bigger than Eliyahu. Eliyahu Hanavi's been around from time immemorial. Nothing new about him. He's been all over the place already. It's a new Kabbalah, a new Shechina, a new Neshama. You have to stand. L'chvoy the Shechina, you have to stand. So if you're the Sandik, very nice, I'm the Sandik. But I'm sitting. A Sandik, you have to hold the baby, right? So you can't stand. So that's the argument why a Sandik should not be the Moyo. Not I'm telling you that's the halacha.
Doesn't the Sandik have to hold the baby?
Yeah, you hold the baby and you do the bris milah. Adrabah, you can do there's much more precision. Think about it. Here's the baby on my lap. I'm holding the baby.
Rav Belsky did a lot of times.
He does the Sandik.
The Sandik and the Moyel.
Halacha lemaisa, we do it. I just told you the argument not to do it is being that bris milah is a groisa hakpada. Of Amida, also you have to ask, when Rybelski made the bracha, was he standing? I bet you he was standing. Rybelski, the answer is, it's not a kasha. The Sandik, who's the Moyel, he stands when he makes the bracha. He stands up, and then after he makes the bracha, he sits down, and he holds the baby, and he does the bris milah. So at least the bracha is done standing. You can't be a Sandik standing, that you can't do.
So whenever you're a Sandik, you're sitting. It's like
so the Sandik has no choice.
He has no choice.
No choice. But the Moyel, who does the Maisa Mila, has to stand. Ba'akpad the Gemurah. And not only that, the whole shul. Okay, there's certain mitzvahs, only those that are standing around have to stand. By Pidyon HaBen, there's a machloike, should you stand or sit, whatever it is. But that's really only the Kohen. I think that's only the Kohen. That's the Kohen. The audience... This is the halacha. Only the people that are surrounding the Kohen and the Aviya Ben have to sit, stand. The people sitting around on the outer circle do not have to stand. They do not have to stand. The Kohen, there's a machloike sapoiskim, should the Kohen stand or sit for Pidyon HaBen? The Aviya Ben certainly stands. The Aviya Ben stands. The Kohen, machloikes. Some say lemoshcha, legedula, he has to sit. Some say no, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, he should stand.
What?
Pidyon HaBen. By Pidyon HaBen, does the Kohen stand or sit? I think most of them today stand, but not all the time. There are those who definitely sit. Rapam sat? Lemoshcha to sit. I've been to a few, I've seen them stand. I'm not sure. I don't remember.
The people that know sit.
Not muchach. It's not so. I don't think it's so posh. So people who know there's shiva that you have to. It's a mitzvah. Birchas hamitzvahs. The only reason why you would sit is because by an avoid of a coin is lamoshcha. Lamoshcha is legedula. Legedula means your a coin is being honored to redeem the child. He has to sit legedula. But lamoshcha is not so posh. It applies to only by eating, not necessarily when it comes to pidyon. By a chuba is a very big problem. It's a ma'isa bezdin, not so posh. By chuba, by kiddush, maybe by the nesuin, but by the kiddushin, there's no such thing. The whole world stands. You've never gone to a wedding where they don't stand. But it seems in all the old books that the kiddushin they sat. Kiddushin is a ma'isa bezdin. It's a ma'isa bezdin, and it's not so posh that it's not so posh that the kiddushin the ma'isa harad mikudeshas.
I'm talking about the people.
And the brachas, they should be
the people in the audience. The minig in America, Eretz Yisrael, they stand.
My Rebbe is a Kohen Rock until 3 weeks before his death. He was already old man.
Yeah.
By the whole chuppah.
In Eretz Yisrael, it used to be very common to stand by a chuppah. Today, the minhag already changed.
Became
American.
They didn't pull out chairs, it was just they stood around.
Today, even in the real Haredi weddings, half the people are already sitting. It used to be years ago, in all the weddings, the chuppah in Eretz Yisrael, a wedding in Eretz Yisrael, b'li yoytzei min haklal, was everyone was standing by the chuppah. Mixed, men and women together. Today, it's like a mix. I went to a Haredi wedding. I was shocked how many people were there. There were chairs, like very American, very, very American. And these are all Israeli, the Panovich. A Panovich wedding. And I would say about 50% of the people were sitting, like in America. And then like in Israeli style, everything's very informal. There were a lot of people standing. I remember when I was a child going to a same type of, really even in that American wedding that I went, it was like more than an American wedding, everyone was standing. And from what I've surmised, a lot of things today in Eretz Yisrael became more, okay, but that's the story. But go get back to our topic. Our topic over here is, we have over here this nafkamina. This is the nafkamina. You have an Adam Godol. Or you know, you don't even need an Adam Godol. I'll give you another example. You have a grandfather. A grandfather. Let's say you have a family of Moyalim. Okay, you have to go ask the Moyalim. You have a family of Moyalim. You have a Tudra, you have a grandfather who's the Moyal, and you have the father who's Moyal, and then the father is a young guy, he has a child. So now, should the Avi HaBen be Mechabed, the Zayde, who is a world-renowned Moyal, to be the Moyal for his grandchild? Sure. So the father himself already, you find the Pritinsky and Zimmerman, the whole line of them, right? So they're all the younger generation. He's already a mumcha. He already did already 100 times, and now he has his own baby, and now the zayd is here. So should the tata be machabe the zayd to be the moil? Give nachas. You give nachas to the zaydi to do the bris milah or the great grandfather. To give nachas, let him do the bris milah. Not so pashut. This is a nafkamina. I know, Rav Dov, you don't like this. Dr. Dov has made it very clear that you paskin, there's shlichus. And if you go with Dr. Dov, memela, it's klar, you mechabe the zeda, no, the elta zeda. What do we know?
It's a question on the moil himself. He's a moil mumcha, and he's giving it to somebody else to do. It's a pagamis.
No, it's not. I respectfully disagree with you.
you're never supposed to change your mind.
That's hakpadis. A zaydi, no way. I'm telling you, I can take it over. We're respectful. I'll just say disrespectfully disagree with you. No way. You mechabe the zaydi. No. I'm not going to give on this. You have over here a grandfather, Mechabe the Zaydi, with the Gresta Nachas. He can do a bris milah on his grandson. That is all fine and good. 100% correct if you hold Yesh Shlichus. You can make a Shliach. Like we also, I think everyone in this room, when you walk in today, of course there's Shlichus by bris milah, right? I'm trying to over here, make it a little interesting over here, tell you some Chidushim. Who says the Shlichus? Where do you get this? The Shlichus. Bechlal shlichus is a peldiga thing. You only know shlichus from a drasha. Kein tarimu gam matem. From truma you learn you can make a shliach. Someone can make a shliach for you. Shluchai shel adam kimoisai. But bris milah is not your typical mitzvah. Bris milah, the Torah made it very clear. You don't want to do it. We got other people out there will do it. We got plenty of people out there that will do it. The Torah covered a situation when you're not available. Wait, what does that mean exactly? How far does that go? There is an argument to be made. I'm not making this up. There's an argument to be made that if you're not going to do it, it's already under the authority of a Bezdin. And therefore, Gei Gizunt Eit. Memela, it's Mamish on the Chois Targa. And if you have a Zayda, a grandfather, Okay? And the male, if you're going to go give it to a grandfather, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to give up the bris meal of your child to the grandfather because you're doing shaloi ka halacha. The Torah said, you do the bris meal. It's your mitzvah, and there's no shlichus than this bris meal. You're going to go give it. You're going to give it to the grandfather? You destroy the mitzvah. You can do the mitzvah. You've done this mitzvah 100 times, and you take. It's like you're not going. I'm not going to wear tefillin today. Let my grandfather wear tefillin, not me. Ridiculous! It's your mitzvah. You're not going to do the. You give it to the grandfather. You've destroyed. You've taken your diamond. Destroyed the mitzvah. Your grandfather's not your shliach. That's a nechayz da'arga. There's no father. No nebuch. The bezin has to do the bris milah. You can't do that. You must do the bris milah. This is a chakira. Okay, chakira. Halacha l'mayis, it seems pretty clear that the minhag ha'olam is that even though there's a very good argument, we are lamdan, doesn't matter. The bottom line is it appears kain tanim gamatim applies to bris milah, the din of shlichus, the shlichus there as well. Okay,
my son-in-law just told me his brothers, they're all ma'olam, they never gave it to the father who taught them.
They did not, they did themselves.
They did it themselves. Number two, as far as the knife on the pillow.
That's a riot to me. That's not like what you said. You're not happy with that.
No, I said you don't give away your own meal.
You're saying for a different reason. Yeah.
And number two, he says he heard about this knife under the pillow, but he's never seen it done.
Okay, Larry, you see
it. Okay, fine. Now let's go to another. Let's go. Okay, now I want to go to another. Okay, there are a lot of things we're running out of time, so we spoke about standing. Standing, we spoke about because Kabbalah's from Ashkenaz. Okay, but why do you stand? When Baruch Haba, Baruch Haba. You stand up. Why do you stand up? So a lot of people tell you all different reasons. They'll tell you because Chaviv, you stand. Who are you standing for? When they say Baruch Haba, everyone in the shul is supposed to stand. Why you get it? Why are you standing? So you'll say for the baby. The baby is the chefsa shel mitzvah. All right, that's a very weak. The baby is he's a gadol hador. The baby is now having a bris milah l'chvoy the chefsa shel mitzvah.
But he's not a Jew at this point, so why would
he's an oral. But he's under the process. Already the process has begun. The process has begun of the other reason is you're standing for the kvata. You're standing for the kvata. That's what you're not standing for the baby. You're standing for the kvata, the one who brings in the baby. The one who brings in the baby. Just a few minutes left. The one who brings in is being oisek in the mitzvah. He's similar to the people who bring bikurim. The people, this is the Mishnah, Masechet Bikurim. The people who brought the Bikurim to Eretz Yisrael, the workers, the Bali Umnis, they would stop from their labor and they would stand to give honor to the people that are oisek in the mitzvah of Bikurim. Now that, and Chazal say, Chaviva mitzvah b'shaite, that's weak. It's a very weak makar. Why is it a very weak makar? Be appreciated is, there is the people who bring Bikurim, part of the mitzvah of Bikurim is to actually walk. It says in the pasuk, "V'holachto el hamokoyim." In Parshas Kisava, in the Parsha of Bikurim, the mitzvah of Bikurim is not just to put the basket on the ground and say to the kohen, "It's yours." V'inachtoishan. It's not just to wave the basket. It's not just to give it to the kohen. A chelek of the mitzvah of Bikurim is to walk. V'holachto el hamokoyim. Asher yivcha Hashem elokech l'shakein shmo yisham. I'm saying the correct passage, but it says the word v'holachto el hamokoyim. So that's a chelek of the mitzvah. There is no mitzvah to walk with the baby. The mitzvah is to do the ma'isa milah. There's no mitzvah to walk with the baby to the ma'isa milah. So you really can't compare it to Bikurim. Some say that you stand for the kvata because the kvata is being oisik in a mitzvah. You don't stand for people that are oisik in a mitzvah. As a hachana. You stand when the mitzvah itself is to walk. The reason why they stood for the people who brought Bikurim because the walking is a chelik of the mitzvah. Bris milah, the mitzvah is the milah. Walking is a hachana. You don't stand for people that are busying themselves with being mechin for a mitzvah. But some say no. It's good enough. All right. So far it's the baby, or it's the people who are carrying the baby, or who walks in. Baruch haba Eliyahu Hanavi has entered the ulam. All rise. You're really saying Baruch haba in honor of Eliyahu Hanavi. So you are standing for Eliyahu Hanavi. And the best answer really is, you're standing for the Shechina. Yeah. When the baby walks in, you know who walks in? Not Eliyahu, not the Kvata, not the baby. The Shechina. The Shechina.
I think so. Because we call it Brit. The minute you do that, you do a Brit between
you and Hashem.
And Hashem.
And Hashem.
So that's the point. The,
it's not, it's the Shechina. It's the Bris, the covenant. Excellent. The covenant. Who's coming in to make this covenant? The baby and Hashem. The father and the baby and Hashem had the Shechina's present. Excellent. You're saying it much better. Yeah, I would say that the way he says it in the Sefer is that when the baby gets the bris milah, it's a new neshama. He's an orel. Until this moment in time, he's an orel. He's tamei. The orla is mos. And when the orla is removed, he becomes a member of Klal Yisrael. Yisrael v'yoraiso v'kudsha brichu chadhu. The new shechina. So Rav Kalman is saying even better. He's saying, what is a bris milah? A covenant. There are two partners. There is Hashem and there is us. So when the bris milah begins, we're now about to make the covenant. Who's the partner? The baby is here. Where is the other party? Who's the partner in this covenant? The Ribbono Shel Olam, Baruch Haba. The one that's going to enter into this bris has arrived. You're standing for the Shechina. And that's why it's a davar chomer ad ma'od. Everyone in the room must stand no matter what. It's a davar chomer to stand by a bris milah, much more so than any other mitzvah, because every other mitzvah does not involve the Shechina. This is involving the covenant, and it's loy pashut.
So then that would apply for milah of a ger, too.
Anyone in the room, of course, yeah, of course, absolutely, of course. What difference? Of course. And as we mentioned, and that's why there's a topic of discussion, there's an argument to be made that the one who is the sandik should not be the moil. Because the moil is doing the maisa dealing with the Shechina. How could you be sitting when you're doing the maisa mila? It's not proper. Okay, Rabbi Baruch has revealed that Rabbi Belsky is not accepted la halacha, because Rabbi Belsky many times was the sandik and the moil at the same time. And there are many other gedolim, it says, it's brought down. They do, okay, the sandik is the moil. Okay, another interesting thing. Okay, last thing out of time. Okay, one more another. Last thing is, there's a su'udah. Okay, there's a su'udas bris milah. How potent is the su'udas? Okay, there are only two things I want to go very quickly. There's how important is it to participate in the su'uda? In other words, okay, today we all know what it's like. You know, people they go to bris, things get delayed, and then before you turn around, you know, it's really late. I have to go to work. I got to go to the shir. I'm a busy person. I got things to do. I can't sit around here and shul dilly dally. I go have this su'uda. People wrap things up and they run away. What is the obligation of making a su'uda for an honor of the bris milah?
Exactly.
That's one nafkamina. So there's something new to me to show how far it goes. That this is actually recorded. There are many nafkaminas. Maybe the bris milah, you know, it's not a big deal. There are certain meals that are very powerful. Are in halacha, there's a very big demand that there be a su'uda. And there are certain types of meals which we know that we put them on a back burner. Shaloish su'udais. Shulchan Aruch. It's a terrible thing. You have to have a real su'uda. You have to wash, lecha mishnah, melava malka. Yet, pukhazi ma'amar devar. Not everyone takes it so seriously. They don't necessarily wash, they eat mezoinos. They don't treat it with the same degree of severity in halacha. You don't make kiddush for shal l'shudas. You don't make kiddush for melava malka. Some are melameid zuchus, some are not melameid zuchus on these people. You do see that shal l'shudas and melava malka, there's an obligation to have a su'uda. But obviously, it's not at the same level. What if chasna, sudas nesuin, is a much higher level? What exactly in the spectrum of obligation versus, you know, I'm on a diet. I'm on a diet, I'm not going to wash. Where in the spectrum does the sudas bris milah fall? So it's really hard to tell. But there's a very interesting Aruch HaShulchan who puts itself at odds with who does he put himself at odds with? The Aruch HaShulchan, Chazon Avad Yohu, okay, Rav Avad Yosef, and there are more. I have to go and check all the sources for you. And this is a very interesting Shaila, this incredible Chiddush. Sukkos. What happens if there's a bris mila on let's say Chalamoid. And it's very common that your sukkah cannot accommodate more than a few people. Not everyone lives in Flatbush. We have a sukkah. You can make a sukkah, go have a sukkah for 100 people. If you have a regular suda and your shul, so no, whoever wants to come, there's room for everyone. Many times, it used to be, not so long ago, people, even today, you make a bris on sukkahs. You know, the sukkah is only that big. Only can fit 10, 15 people. I have to go spend $1 million to go have a suda for a sukkah, above of a sukkah to hold 1,000 people. Not everyone can do that. But you know, you had a bris milah, and everyone participated in the bris milah. There were 100 people who here were present, and they were here. They're entitled to partake. Food we have enough bagels for everyone, but we don't have enough space in the sukkah for everyone. Are the people who cannot fit in the sukkah allowed on a beautiful sunny day to eat their bagel outside of the sukkah? Or do we say, tough luck? Only the first 10 people who get into the sukkah, the sukkah could accommodate 10 mm-hmm. people, and that's it. Everyone else, sorry, there's no room for you in the sukkah, and you're not allowed to eat on a sukkos outside of a sukkah. Too bad for you. So go home, no food for you. Or do we say, listen, you went to a bris milah, you witnessed kabbalas pnei hashchina, this demands a su'uda. Let's rejoice. Get into the sukkah. It's full. There are 10 people already in the sukkah. It's 10 people in the sukkah. Okay. So it's no worse than if it was raining. And Amemela, you're allowed lechatchila, you hear this? Lechatchila, to eat the su'udas bris milah.
In the house?
Not necessarily in the house, but like within the vicinity of where the bris milah was. Because the chiv su'uda is so great, the fact, there's an incredible chiddush. The fact, and it makes sense, you understand now why on a tainis, adarab, you have the suda on, we don't do this obviously, but I'm just saying to bring out the point, I'm going to bring out chidusha. You were present at an event of kabbalat pnei hashchina, you have to eat, you have to celebrate. That's the ikur. That's the ikur. But the sukkah only holds 10 people. I can't kill myself in the sukkah. It's mitztayer. I'm going to fashtub into the sukkah. The sukkah is only that big. I know someone this year, sukkah is a very big sukkah. There's a certain Rav who comes to the family. His family makes a sukkah. They always invite this. Their Rav. The Rav comes. He never, ever stays for the suda. Never. And this year on Sukkah's Chalamot, he stayed for the entire suda. So the Baal HaBos asked him, why did he stay for the entire Suda? I don't know, what shot? And he was trying to think. I told him, I'll tell you why. He couldn't get out. He was just so crowded, he just literally couldn't get out. And the guy began to talk, so he had no choice, he was trapped. And he goes, oh, that's why.
so the reason why you pondered, from what I caught something you said, it's because he's a bit
stire. No, you have an obligation. Pretty much, yeah. That's what, you have an obligation. The ikar is, we're backwards. We look, the ikar is the sukkah. And if you can't get into the sukkah, so you don't eat. No, the ikar is the suda. You went to a bris, you have to have a suda. I can't fit in the sukkah. Then I'm a mitzvah, so I can eat the suda of the bris milah outside the sukkah
is
in
that,
shul.
Is that the halacha?
No, it's not the halacha.
I want to know which class.
Or at least not us. Well, let me see. Vamoil over here, he says, let me see. Lutag, what is the halacha? Let me see if I can find it right this second. The halacha, I think the Aruch HaShulchan says that is the halacha. I'm not mistaken. I think the Aruch HaShulchan says, Omar la soysa besukkah, vachoysev she'ein oigim kol kach, so actually, the Shabbos, who said this is, b'maisa, if Shom Zalman Arbach says no. If Shom Zalman Arbach says, don't you dare. If you can't fit in the sukkah, you don't eat. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says, let's see if I can find it. Let's see. That's a different topic. That's a different topic. No, I can't find it this month. I have to go find it for you.
This happened to me.
Yeah.
My son, it was a delayed bris, and it worked out that it was on Sukkot.
Yeah.
I can remember what I did. Now you're asking an excellent question.
Here it is. Shulchan Aruch Harav. She'ein lohem mokoim basuko lo yoichlu klal besudazu. She'af al pi she'sudas bris hu sudas mitzvah Shulchan Aruch Harav. Mikol mokoim ein a mitzvah gedoy lekol kach. It's not so important. Memela litchois to be poipushoy mitzvah sukkah b'shvila. She mitzvah sase shol Torah. Oh, sukkah. Ulam, listen to this. Shocking chiddush. Ulam b'orach shulchan. The orach shulchan sift hezvav. I guess it's in Yeridaya, I'm assuming, or maybe it's in Hilchas Sukkah. I don't know. Go see what it says over here. Kosav lahatir b'zeh v'zeh l'shoynei. Omnam ruisi. Shemipnei ribui hoanoshim she'ein yecholim kulam likones l'sukkah bebris mila ve'oichlim ha'nish'orim babayis. They can't fit into the sukkah. So the people who can't fit into the sukkah, they eat the suda bris mila on a beautiful day indoors. V'nira sheheter gomor hu. Aruch HaShulchan. Kevan she'ein lohem sukkah. Have de like a whole, I told you mitzayir. He says have a kholche drachim shepetrim in asuka. The aim loimar. Don't say they should take shifts. That's not an answer. That's not a suda. You don't take shifts. The aim loimar sheyamtinu ad sheyoychlu hakoydim don't. It'll take forever. The yoychlu v'yelchu v'achakach yolchuhem. The loimar see the svarik kazu. The imkain ain't lodav asoif umikol makom. But he goes on to say lechatchil you should try. You had there. Lecha, but if you can't, heter gamur. Why? The su'udah is the ikur. That's the koyach of the su'udah. If you go to a bris milah, it's chal upon you. I have to eat. I was makabal p'nei ha'shechina. Kabbalah as p'nei ha'shechina demands celebration.
What if the
p'nei ha'shechina? So the that's why on a tainus, the moyel and the avi ha'ben, they taka me'ikur ha'din, this is talim and hagim, are allowed to, depends on which time is see, but the whole story, and even some hold even 10 people, even a small, a minion bit simsum, eat on the tainus. On a nitche, and what about not a nitche? Only the avi ben, and the moyel, and the sandik. Today, the Mishnah Berurah, the minig is not to. The minig today is garnished. You wait until after the tainus. Not so pashut. It's really talui. In this machloikis, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Aruch HaShulchan. Obviously, the veld goes with the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Is that you don't see people today going to a bris on Sukkot and not eating out of the, so you don't see that today. You don't see that. And we, the Minigah Olam today is on a tiny sibur today. You've never heard on a nitche today, on a nitche. The Mishnah Berurah says 10 people on a nitche can have a suda. You don't hear that today. You never heard that today. On a tiny nitche, there's no suda. Suda's at night. You never heard even the Avi HaBen and the Moel also. They don't tell you what they're doing. You have to ask them what they're going to be doing. But the Mipia Shmua, you get a sense, is that the Avi HaBen and the Sandik, if they're healthy people, they fast the whole day, even though really they can break the fast.
The Kreishal Bracha is the question.
Gives to a Tinoik, this, that. So you don't hear that today. Oh, you were Makabel Pnei Ashchina. At least the Avi HaBen. At least the moil and the sandik in Kabbalah Ashchina, the suda is an ikor. It's an ikor. Who cares about the tainus? And you're allowed to. So you see here a machloikis in words. Shulchan Aruch Harav explicitly says, "Don't you dare, eating only in the sukkah. It's not so important, the Seuda. Not so important, you understand, the Mishneh Berurah. The Mishneh Berurah a lot of times goes to Shulchan Aruch Rav, you know. Mishneh Berurah was a very big fan of Shulchan Aruch Rav. Very big fan. Memela, Olam is Mekel, the Avi Ben, they don't eat the whole day. It's not so important. But Aruch HaShulchan, it's not important. Kabbalah Pnei HaShechina, it's very important. This is the Yikar. Sukkah, forget about the Sukkah. Hol Chei Drachim. Okay. Let's stop it. I don't know. I gotta look it up. I don't know.